Welcome back to the Al Mashriq program on Radio Islam International. The time is 28 minutes past 11. We are joined by Maulana Yahya Baum for the second part of this program. We'd like to welcome Maulana. Assalamu alaikum, Maulana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you doing today, Maulana?
Shukr, Khudai Pak, Alhamdulillah.
See, unfortunately today, Junaid Jassat was unable to join us here. There's some other meeting that he had to get to. But inshallah, we will continue with the program. And what topic will we be discussing today?
Inshallah, we can go through and we can speak about a few various issues that are of concern to the Muslim Ummah at the moment in which we are going through. And we can begin by speaking about the program that we had last week to continue and to round off, a program on polygamy and what the response was, and the questions that have been coming through after that. People are sending in questions by SMS line, what do they call it, WhatsApp.
Gee.
And there's a lot of concern there, and I think we want to talk there at the beginning, and then about other such matters that we need to focus on and to concentrate on, Maulana.
Yes, just a reminder to our listeners, you can contribute to the program that the WhatsApp number is 0727861548. Also, you can call in on 011-854-1548. Ma, with regards to the program that was held at Sabri Masjid on polygamy, Ma, how was the response and the crowd that had gathered there?
Alhamdulillah, Maulana, one is there were more than about 50 women, that is what I was told. But the figure is not more important. The people that came and the interest and the contribution and the outcome of it was very interesting, and they did express concern for certain matters, and that which is happening in the public place and the way people are treating this topic, there is a lot of I will say confusion. Many people hold their own personal views, and they want that personal views to be the official position, while one is their personal views and their own feelings, but one is what Allah and the Deen has ruled with regards to these matters. So that matter was then clarified, and they were informed, and primarily, basically, two things were emphasized very well by Dr. Suleiman. One was that yes, although halat and conditions and circumstances might very heavily affect the going about of this second marriage, and the monetary position of that male that wants to take on a second wife will especially be taken into consideration. That is on the one side. But on the other side, this total denial by some people, especially women, that we don't believe in this thing. If there is something like second marriage, then I don't accept that law. Then that can be very dangerous. The Maulana used the terminology that it could bring you on the brink of kufr. I might say it's a little more than that, not only on the brink, it might take you into kufr, because this is a law of Allah, the allowance that has been given. And yes, Allah Ta'ala commands and the demand is that equality and how we treat the wives, those things need to be brought into. Then a lady, one person, send in a message after that. And can I read that? Yes. My husband has been seeing another lady. I only got to know after a few months from others. When I approached him, he told me he is going to get married to her. Then he asked me if I want a divorce. So he can say I was wrong till now. He's still meeting her. He's learned, and he knows it is wrong to see her, that he is not married to her. In the meantime, if his head clicks, if his head does not click and tick, he is very abusive to me. What advice would you give me? Now, incidences like this and the sign like this put a complete damper when we use the second marriage as a reason for our evil and the nafsaniyat and the shaitan that is in us. Maulana?
Yes, and Maulana, this was the wife Jamiat had had these programs, is one to make the public aware and also go about the correct way in doing it if a person wants to go in that way and avoid these tactics where people do it the wrong way and then abuse the wife and not inform the wife, keep it a hidden relationship and such. So that was probably the one of the topics also that was discussed in this program.
Gee, the emphasis here that we're trying to put is that the truant and the evil tricks that the man wants to do, and he uses polygamy as a shield or as a mask, as though the allowance of polygamy allows him to do the wrong that he's doing. It's two different things. The masala with regards to polygamy, the allowance that is being given, the correct treatment in marriage, that is the one side. On the other side is what this man is going to do, how he's going to go about it, and the wrong that he does need to be separated. It should not be that because of polygamy we say all men are evil, or on the other side, because of men doing the evil tricks, polygamy is evil. Both have the right places, and they need to be dealt with in the correct way, Maulana.
Yes, that is it, that both need to be done in the correct way. It's not the actions of one person now influence, and we think that polygamy is wrong and it shouldn't be done. But, Maulana, when we discuss this topic, we know sometimes a lot of we get a lot of interaction with it, a lot of people saying things out, but a lot of maybe even in our communities or in the larger Muslim community, we find that because of the Western influence and what they say, we've sort of got a whole misunderstanding of this point.
Yeah, they've created an evil and an ugly picture. On the one side, because of their evil and them wanting to draw paint an evil picture, but on the other side, our own doing also, Maulana. We the Muslims, we that are taking the second wife, we that are mistreating and wrongly going through. You have another such message I want to read out, Maulana.
Yes.
Just wanted to know if a man intends getting married to his second wife, but cannot be equal in time and in financial aspect because he has more responsibilities for the first wife and the second wife agrees to it. What is the ruling? First of all, this man is now, because the second woman is wanting to come into the marriage and wanting a little better life than what she is in, he now brings her in with a whole lot of conditions. And why these conditions? Till when these conditions? The one person told me further that he wants the first wife not to know about the second marriage. Why all these tricks and this ugliness? That is what is going to make the second marriage an ugly marriage. To be able to be bold enough to say, yeah, this is what is happening. There are some, and you need to go to the muftis and discuss this with the mufti when it comes that you have five kids with the first marriage and now that you're taking the second marriage and she is single, you're not going to be able to give her a home with four or five rooms the way you have for the first wife. Then that needs to be discussed with the mufti. But on the whole, just keeping it quiet and not letting the first wife know and the second wife know, these are all the evil tricks that makes polygamy an ugly issue, and the result is the world then mocks at the Islamic ruling, not at the Islamic ruling really, the wrong that the men are doing, and then painting it as the Islamic ruling, Maulana.
Yes, we find that very often that then because of our actions, it's Islam that sort of gets a bad name. And when we look into the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had multiple wives, but we find that in all of those situations, it was more to take care of the woman than rather fulfilling his own desires, whereas today we find it's just about us fulfilling our desires with the second woman.
100%. Definitely, that is the way. Most of the time, men are doing it, and that is also, it is, ultimately it is going to be that he does fulfill his lust and he does go about it that way, although it should not be that be made the reason for the second marriage. The outcomes will be, but it should not be that the outcome makes it seem as that is the reason, Maulana.
Yes, when we do anything, that we should always keep in mind the Sunnah Tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep in mind the Islamic perspective, and as Maulana mentioned, that speak to the Muftis, ask them advice. Don't just do things on your own, but rather always get some Maulana to speak to. He will be able to advise you today, because we find that many times, as Maulana said, we have our own personal views. This is what leads us astray. This is what leads us towards doing wrong, and then it's Islam that gets a bad name.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ji Maulana. Ji Maulana, carry on.
Yes. And Maulana, you spoke on, you said that you'd like to discuss other topics as well. We spoke on polygamy. The other topic that Maulana would like to speak on?
Yeah, Maulana, what we need to also speak about is what is happening in the Muslim world at the moment. There are a few things, but among them, one is the deep concern of the people and where the people are at the moment. Our minds and hearts are in what is happening in Syria and in Sham, and the heavy bombardment that has been started by Russia, and at times they talking about dragging this thing towards the Third World War. And on the other side, what is happening by Saudi Arabia coming in, and Iran, and the different tricks that it's playing there. On the one side, the dua, yes, we want to appeal to all the masajid and all the imams, and let the voice be that at least the kunut-e nazila is at the moment absolutely important in the case of all our masajid in the Fajr Namaz, number one. Then number two, dua, beyond that, much more dua, what is happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters in Sham. And then the third thing is that the Shia-Sunni type of a rift, which is becoming very, very heavy, and it's beginning to show its ugly forces in this country to such an extent that while we are sort of in a semi-sleep and ashamed and for some reason trying to be apologetic to say that no, we are Muslims, Shias are Muslims, and we should not be making a difference because we have a common enemy out there, which happens to be the West and the Kuffar. But on the other side, inside, in the camp of the Muslims, the Shias are doing their harm, and they are working very hard on the youth and converting them and misleading them and taking them out of the correct fold of Islam. And we are not prepared to speak out, sometimes apologetic, sometimes wanting to play an innocent role, sometimes wanting to guise the whole thing. It cannot carry on. We need to bring to the attention of our youth and inform them and tell them that this is not Islam, this is not Deen, these people are outwardly, you've got the kuffar harming us, and inwardly these people are doing the evil tricks inside, Maulana.
Yes, very true that, Maulana. I remember when we were studying, and one of our satira also mentioned to us, and he said that when it comes to the Shiism and when it comes to these people, that you can look in the history of Islam and you'll find that at one stage the non-believers had harmed Islam in this way or that way, but no other nation has caused more harm to Islam.
Yeah, and look at what they are doing, and to start off with, what is Bashar doing? How is he massacring? If you wanted to, for a little while, say and be apologetic that no, they are Muslims, they are read the Kalima, so let us now join hands and work forces, then immediately this question will be asked, what is Bashar doing? What are the Shias doing? What are the Iranians doing? How are they killing in Sham? How are they doing all these things? Then what do we say? Then what will we say? I mean, years and years they've been shouting and screaming that we're going to do this and the other and many more things to Israel, where you are from the same beginning. Yeah, there's nothing you will do to Israel. It is all the time inwardly you are cooperating and you are working with the Jews and in Israel, but outwardly you shout out and you scream and you say, but you are doing what? You are killing the Sunnis and the Muslims. This is a lie from the Shia camp, a complete lie. And our deen and their deen is too different, completely, Maulana. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the word they question, and they question the whole illustrious sahaba with regard to them being out of the fold of Islam after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are they talking? This is huge kufr, beyond kufr, Maulana.
Yes, one only has to read some of their quotations and read some of the things they say, and it, you know, just to even speak about it, to utter it, we as believers feel it hard in our heart to this. But Ma, when it comes to this, we mentioned that we need to inform our children. So as important, we know that to have some sort of ta'lim in our homes, read to them, teach them about salah, teach them about reading Quran. But this also should be a focus in today's time, whereas first we should get the correct knowledge about them and learn about them and then teach it to our children so that they won't be confused when later in life.
Maulana, from Lucknow, Maulana Nadvi has written a very, very great informative kitab with regard to Maulana Manzoor Nomani, Rahmatullah Ali. He has written a very, very well open study about Shiism and the reality of Shiism. If somebody can get hold of that book, or many more such books there are, there are many books, and on the one side is the Shia, on the other side is Qadianism. Again, another such evil that has been created to mislead the youth and the knowledge of Haq and the belief in the truth, Maulana.
Yes, very important that we inform our children, inform our family members, give them the correct understanding and show them the harms of these different sects. Ma, we need to take a short break. Inshallah, we will come back and continue with the discussion.
By all means, Maulana.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Lo que estamos haciendo para mí es aquí es un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Perez Motor Spares is a place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Perez Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry, the place where you pay less and always get more. Corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
What assures a captivating radio advert? What guarantees a catchy radio promo? Well, besides a good script, it certainly requires a dynamic voice. And that's what we at Radio Islam are looking for. If you feel that you have that dynamic and clear voice that we require for quality sound adverts and promos,
then contact the advertising department
at Radio Islam on 011-854-7022 or email voice at radioislamlive.com. Call now and earn easy extra cash.
Have you visited Radio Islam's website at www.radioislam.co.za? Enlighten and benefit yourself by listening to audio podcasts of various on-air highlights. Listen or download discussions from categories such as current affairs, Salah awareness, family focus, loving our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, hijab focus, as well as many other pertinent topics that affect a Muslim. www.radioislam.co.za, taking Muslims to deeper dimensions and greater heights in the forum of international media. This is Radio Islam International.
If you're looking for a fast-paced, informative, and captivating program to accompany you on your drive home, then Your World Today with Mufti Yusuf Musaji is definitely for you. The program brings you major highlights of happenings during the day with a national and international flavor. It covers a wide range of contemporary Islamic discussion, tafsir of the Noble Quran. Tune in daily between 5 to 8 p.m. Don't miss Your World Today, only on Radio Islam International. This is Radio Islam International.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. We are speaking to Monana Yahya Bamfi. Do we have him on the line? Speaking about the various issues regarding the Muslim Ummah and the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before the break, we spoke about the different sects and the damage that they are doing to the Ummah and the negative that they're having on the youth especially. So Ma, how do we go forward and how do we educate our youth? I know there's a lot of workshops that have been taking place recently also in Darul Uloom Zakaria, there, that massive workshop for all the ulama, but how do we take it forward where we sort of protect our youngsters?
What's happening is that till now we have taken a very apologetic stance, and we have all the time been wanting to practice patience and humbleness and don't upset the apple cart and let it be that we don't want to seem to be causing any harm and fight. Let us do it very, very softly. But the result is that in all this too much hikmat type of an approach, that these firq batila and these people that are trying to cause this type of propagating of their firqa, they are not shy and they are carrying on. And especially amongst our indigenous people, they have gone outright, open declaration, taking away of masajid and offering of huge sums of money, and these things are happening. I've seen some documents and inside information of the amount of euros and wealth that is being released, wanting to open up schools and hospitals and these type of centers in all areas where Muslims are. And primarily the aim will be to spread their thinking and ideology through these centers. So we need to now, there might be those that will still want to take the hikmah and want to take the silent approach, but we need those people that will say we want to openly expose these people and not continue with this mafi talafi type of approach.
Yes, there are times when we use hikmah, when we use that apologetic approach, but there are times when we need to be stern, we need to speak out, especially in such a serious matter. And Ma, you mentioned that indigenous areas, a lot of work been taking place. I know I've heard of youngsters that were taken there and paid full bursaries to study and then put back into their communities to work amongst those people. It's really harming the Muslim community, but also there should be an initiative for us to also work harder in those communities.
It is happening, Maulana. It's really happening. And we need to work very hard towards these realities, Maulana.
Yes, the more work we will do there, so that we can also teach them the correct teaching. They have the wrong understanding of it and the wrong understanding of deen. So likewise, we need to push our effort and make sure that they get the correct knowledge as well.
See, we'll have to work very, very hard, and something needs to be done by us in this matter, Maulana. And what are the answers to that? That is something we are going to have to look out for, Maulana.
Yes, inshallah, we will be looking out for that, and we'll have to work together, the ulama will have to work together and find out how we can come to some sort of solution to these problems. Maulana, we've come to the end of the program. Maybe some closing advice from Maulana's side?
But we need to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, turn to Allah. Haq will remain, inshallah, but we'll have to work on it. It'll not be but by our effort that we'll have to put in, Maulana. Jazakallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Maulana Yahya Bam sharing with us some of his advices, speaking about different aspects, about polygamy, about the different sects that are working in our country and our region and how we need to combat them. Inshallah, that brings us to the end of the program for today. The time is 11:54 a.m. And inshallah, we'll be back tomorrow. Inshallah, Marjanaid will be back with us. We'll be discussing tomorrow some of the stories or new stories from around the world. And also, we'll be joined by Ma Ahmed Johan, who will continue with his segment on the program. From myself, Ibrahim Daya, to all the listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.